from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
One team could win 28-24, and I could think the team with 24 played better.
Yeah. Well, I actually – it's funny you say that because I think there's a segment of people watching last night who are hoping Baltimore gets spanked.
Yeah.
And because Baltimore hung in there, they're like, I guess the Ravens really are going to be tough again this year. So it's one game. Let's
Did it make you more worried about the Browns' chances?
Not really.
No.
Okay. No. Here's the thing. I think there are three really good teams in this division.
Yes.
And I think there's another team that's a bit of a wild card.
And then Pittsburgh.
And, Pittsburgh's a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it might scare me more that Justin Fields might start on Sunday than old calf. I don't know, I was trying to turn something into his calf injury. That just wasn't great.
Didn't work.
Russell Wilson. But we got Jason Pinkston coming up in 20 minutes here. Stop on by. Try and win stuff here from us at, not from me specifically, but from 92.3 The Fan, the Rally House in Crocker Park. So I'm going to do the positive if right now.
Okay.
Because I am continuing to push back on this deluge of negativity. It's a football Friday. It is the first Friday of the Brown season. I'm ready. I have every concern everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fatalistic.
Okay.
I'm leaving open to the chance that they're going to live up to their potential instead of just leaning into what I think is the obvious.
Okay.
So we're going to do the positive what if.
Okay.
What if the Browns' offense comes out on Sunday and actually looks really good?
Oh, I think that changes. I think that changes people's belief going forward, and
by
I think that's
much?
Okay. Oh, I think by a lot, really, because if they're able to do it without Nick Chubb, that's a big coup,
mm-hmm.
right? If they're able to do it with the questions that they have along the offensive line and whoever it may be that starts at left tackle, whether it's Conklin and he looks healthy, or whether it's James Hudson and he actually blocks somebody for the first time in his career, that would be a big difference maker, especially when you're looking at the caliber of opponent that they're playing against and the caliber of defense that they're going to be playing against. It wouldn't be a situation of slow down, it's only one game against the Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's doing it with all the questions that the Browns have internally and doing it against a high-level defense in the Cowboys. That would be a big deal to me.
I think if we take out the unknown means negative – I do think people are going to view this as Deshaun beats Dak if both guys play reasonably well. And I don't know that's how we should, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my caution is I'm trying not to get too low right now. I think it'd be a really nice win this weekend. I think you should win. But, again, it is a still under 3-point line, 2.5 points on FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that this is expected to be a more competitive game. And I am going into the season, quite frankly, thinking – all right, by week six, by the time you get to Philly,
mm-hmm.
I need to see a full offense and I need to see everything kind of, you know, ironed out there. But if you come to this game, because here's the thing, it's not just about this game. If you can, this is the toughest of your first five games.
That's correct.
I think Jackson, we might kind of be sleeping on Jacksonville a little bit because of the collapse last year. That's still a team with some pieces that can mm-hmm. hurt you. And I, one of these days, maybe Trevor Lawrence will live up to the hype. Who knows? That's also a road game where the Browns defense, you know, went into bed plenty of times last mm-hmm. year. But, I mean, I would not be surprised if they hit the ground running against Dallas. And let's say they put 30 points up and they win by 10. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw, and not just in Cleveland, but everybody put them on the Super Bowl path from that moment.
To me, it's not just the toughest game of the first five. That's a no-brainer. To me, it's the most informative, and mm-hmm. it's the most meaningful. And that matters more to me as we start to evaluate. Because, again, for the Browns this year, it's not just about one game. It's not just about a couple of games. It's not just about getting to the playoffs. And you don't get every single answer that you want in week one. You can't make definitive statements after just 1 week because there are so many different things that have to play out, as we've talked about. But like, a win against Dallas and an impressive showing by the offense specifically, to me, answers a lot of the questions, or goes a long way in answering the questions that I have when it comes to the Browns and their ceiling.
So if the Ravens had beat the Chiefs last night, would you have said the same thing?
I probably would have been, yeah, more impressed with Baltimore and feeling like, you know, some of the questions that I had about them were answered. Depending on how they played. Like, was it a fluky win? Was it one where their offense moved up and down the field and sustained drives? All of that stuff to me matters in terms of an evaluation.
So I think the reason that I phrased it that way is I've seen the Bills beat the Chiefs in the regular season and then 7 weeks later lose to a team that isn't the Chiefs.
Yes, of course.
And so I to me, like, there's always going to be a part of me resisting the negative and resisting the positive mm-hmm. until I get a sample size that I go, now I can trust it. Like, it's funny. I do think the Dallas game is the toughest of your first five. The New York Giants have two guys named Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns. That is a matchup that if Daniel Jones is good Daniel Jones this year, 2 weeks in could look a lot tougher as we approach that game. I'm all the way out on the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Max Crosby's still pretty good, and you have questions at the offensive line.
Sure.
So I think my point is, like, I don't. Maybe this one game is a tougher matchup than each of the next four. I still think if you win the next four but lose this one, I still think you should probably pay more attention to those four games than this one game.
Okay, so if we take this game specifically, the Browns against the Cowboys, week one, what aspect within the game informs your view of this team the most moving forward?
Run that by me again, Big Fudge.
What aspect of the game specifically
uh-huh.
informs your view of this team moving forward the most?
Probably the defense.
Okay. How the defense holds up against yeah. the Cowboys
yeah,
passing attack.
Because I have this baked-in idea.
Offense in
well,
general.
Because it is a defense that was inconsistent, and I know they struggled on the road, but they had a couple oopsies at home, too,
uh-huh.
going against the best quarterback you're going to face until you see Jalen Hurts in week six.
Okay.
How about you?
I hate going back to the same thing, but like my biggest questions are all on the offensive side of the ball. Can they?
But I don't think you can answer those in 1 week. I think that's
no,
kind
you
of the
can't.
Exercise.
But you no, but you get more answers. Like nothing about this team is going to be finalized in week one, and mm-hmm. and no team that goes into week one is going to have every single question answered. But you can feel better about certain aspects of a team based how they perform against a quality opponent in Dallas. And if the Browns can have some semblance of a running game without Nick Chubb in week one against Dallas, that makes me feel a little bit better about their chances of getting through whatever stage it's going to be without Nick Chubb. If it's going to be 4 weeks, is it going to be six? Is it going to be eight? And again, like, it's not saying, well, everything is fixed for the Browns, everything's okay, but I'd feel better about their chances of having some kind of running game without Nick Chubb if I see Jerome Ford play a pretty good game against the Cowboys.
I think the curse of no Nick Chubb is there's no Nick Chubb. I think the potential blessing is I don't think Nick Chubb fits where the offense is going to go, so it might remove that for the first 4 to 5 games, allow Deshaun to get comfortable, and then you can slowly work Nick back in. I think that – I don't want to say it's a blessing in disguise because I'll just take Nick Chubb.
Yes.
I'll just take him
right.
back on the field.
Yes, exactly.
But I do think
– a healthy version.
I don't think
Chubb.
You have to juggle the where their games don't align together.
Mm.
And I actually think Nick – can be better. I think Nick is better out of the shotgun than people give him credit for by like a wide margin, but there's still going to be a level out of the shotgun that he hasn't run to this level in his career.
Yeah, I've just never looked at Nick Chubb when he's healthy and effective and close to 100%. I've never looked at him as a guy who can't thrive in a certain kind of environment. Like, he transcends systems. He transcends shotgun versus under center. He transcends, do you have a fullback blocking for him or not? Like, if you're a great running back, it should not hold you back to be running out of the shotgun versus I formation or something like that.
But if you're coming off a significant knee injury,
different.
It might.
That's different.
That was a very, like...
That's why I said healthy and effective.
216-474-0092. What if the Browns offense hits the ground running week one? I guess maybe running shouldn't be the passing week one. Jim, welcome to the show, Jim.
Hello?
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey,
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Comments about the Colts, about the Baltimore last night, still calling the Colts. But anyways, Baltimore and the Browns. Anyways, I think Harbaugh was getting all kinds of feedback from his coaches that his players were gassed. That was the main reason why they were going for two. If you listen to J.J. Watt on Wednesday, he was on McAfee's show, and he was saying how hard it is these days with no preseason and being all jacked up. He goes, man, by the third quarter, fourth quarter, you're really gassed in those first games. So I think that was the biggest reason why Harbaugh was going for two. You know, and then the second thing is Baltimore looks for real to me. They scare me. I hate Baltimore, but I just have a feeling they're better than the Browns. I don't know why, but they, you know, they came within a whisker of Kansas City at Kansas City, and that offense looks pretty tough to stop with, you know, all those weapons they have. So, but it predicated on Jackson staying healthy because he runs a lot, so he's got to stay healthy.
Jim, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much for giving us a call there, bud. Jim, give us a call there. You can, 216-474-0092. See, I think that gets to my point, is I do think that September matters, so I'm not trying to say that. But I also think that September posts a lot of mirages. Like, we've talked a lot about Kevin Stefanski's success in September. Sometimes that has been a mirage. In 2021, it was a mirage. In 2022, it was a mirage.
Mm-hmm.
Teams can start the season well and fall apart and do all the time. So just because the Ravens looked really good, or honestly, even the Chiefs looked great with that ridiculous speed on the outside last night, I think my thing is I'm just not going to spend we've spent 7 months, 8 months, 9 months living in our fears. I think now you can just sit back. Like, they've done everything they could. Now it's time to just go play football. And I think this is a good matchup. I think they're favorited by 2.5 for a reason. And I think because I've set the bar lower on the offense appropriately, that all they can do offensively is surprise me, likely in a very positive way.
Well, I mean, if that's the way that you feel going into it, I think that works for you. And it allows there to be some wiggle room.
Is this couples counseling?
No, I mean, like, it works for you, but don't expect everybody else to think that same kind of way.
No, like, how you're making me feel right now.
Just saying. My goodness. Not everybody's going to see it that same kind of way.
Hello, Dr. Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For joining us at the Rally House.
No problem.
Now, am I paying by the hour here? Or is this your? Is it for the bulk for the 5 hours? I just want to know the difference.
But what happens for people that have high expectations for this team because of what's attached to Deshaun Watson.
The same thing that has happened for the last X amount of years. Jason Pinkston.
And it's okay for that to be the case.
Football is back. We're going to be joined by Jason Pinkston in just a few moments here. And it's great to have Pink here in just a moment because today we found out Jed Will's back at practice.
Mm-hmm.
And the word going around is we could have some sort of, a triumvirate at left tackle between Jack Conklin, Jed Wills, and James Hudson. None of them might be any good, but we do have three guys to throw up there.
You know what they say about left tackles, Nick? When you got three of them, you got none.
I thought it was...
Is that what they say about it?
I thought it was, you know what they say about left tackles?
Uh-huh.
They play on the left side.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think either of these were
It was like the quarterback thing, you know?
Yeah.
If you have three quarterbacks, you have none.
Yeah, no, but that's about quarterbacks.
Yes, but same thing about left tackles.
I don't think anybody says it.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought it was the same thing. Interesting.
So now that Fedor's killed a bit, no. We're going to welcome on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline the great Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman. He played at Pitt, but we don't hold that against him. Pink, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? It's great to be back. It's another fantastic football Friday.
All right, that's the vibes I was looking for.
Go.
I heard them. I love the morning show, but I'm going to throw them under the bus here because it's convenient. Today, they got me hyped for 5 minutes and then spent the next 3 hours and 55 minutes telling me why Dallas was going to win. Can I get you on my level? This is no place for anxiety, only place for good vibes. You have the Browns winning on Sunday, yes?
I have the Browns winning on Sunday.
That's might as well shut down the interview.
That's it. No, no, nothing else needs to be said. I have the Browns winning on Sunday. I mean, and it's the first game of the season. The teams are who they are. There's gonna be a couple surprises here and there, but I think we can win the game. I think our defense is good enough to win that football game for us. I love what our offense is doing, but you know we have some guys coming back from injury. There's some question marks there. Maybe some uncertainty. The reps aren't there yet. You know, they haven't played together a lot. But I think our defense is good enough at home in Cleveland to bring us home a win.
You understand that it's just one game and it's opening weekend and what a team looks like in week one is not what the team is going to look like by the end of the season. But I'm curious, from your perspective, going into this year and your evaluation of the Browns, like what aspect of Sunday's game against Dallas will inform your thinking the most about who the Browns are and who the Browns can be moving forward?
You know what? It's very hard to judge a team off one game. And I'm not making no excuses for that football team. We have veteran players. We have good players at all positions. And it's going to take more than one game to kind of figure out who we are. I want to see them come out of this game with an identity on the football, on the offensive side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball, and what kind of wrinkles we can do on special teams that makes us a better football team. I'm not going into this season or this game with, if I don't see the Browns win, if I don't see Deshaun Watson throw for 4 touchdown passes or Myles Garrett get 6 sacks, we got to throw the season away, burn the whole thing down. I'm going to watch this season play out and just see who is who and who's going to do their job, because at the end of the day, it's either we did or we didn't. So I don't want to overreact going into week one. A lot of people, I've been reading so much and following along, so people they're saying if this isn't this and that, you know, we got to. I don't want to get into that with this team. We know that we have good players on both sides of the ball. We know that Nick Chubb's injured, Deshaun's coming off injury, Wills is coming off injury. That's going to take time for them to get back in rhythm and sync. So I don't want to put too much on us, you know, out the gate. It's going to take a couple games till we kind of get our rhythm. As long as we're building some kind of identity of a football team, we can be.
What do you think their identity should be?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Could be on offense.
You know, right now I still think we have a strong offensive line that we can run the football. We have to be able to run the football, play action pass, hit the tight ends, hit the wide receivers with Cooper and Judy and you know, both tight ends. We can be that type of team. We need our offensive line. One, we need them to be healthy. You know, I'm praying to God this year, this is the year that, you know, we can get Conklin in there for 17 or 20 games, whatever it takes. We can get to keep everybody healthy. But definitely running the ball and hitting the play action pass on defense, just continue to build off what we did last season minus the Houston playoff football game. You know, I mean, that defense, love Jim Schwartz. He's a very good defensive coordinator. Those guys have proven that they can play well in his system. We shut down some elite offenses last year. Then we got taken to us. So if we can iron out those things, if we can stop the run and defend the pass, which I think we can do, we have the right guys to do so. You know, that could be our identity. We have to put teams away and win close football games.
Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So the latest here, Pink, is Jack Conklin has been practicing at left tackle, but he has not been in there every day. Jed Wills did return to practice today, but they're not sure if he's going to be ready for Sunday. If neither of those guys can go, it's James Hudson. If one of them can go, it still might be some sort of a platoon there. What would make you most confident? Like, rank those three tackles in terms of your confidence at left tackle, Conklin, Wills, and Hudson for Sunday.
I know Conklin has played it in college. He's a phenomenal right tackle. Hudson has been a solid backup, and he's been very serviceable for us. And, I like Wills too, man. He's just, you know, there's obviously some things there that, you know, didn't go well for him. And now that we've changed offensive line's coach, I would hope it's Wills that's going to be in there, but I don't think it's going to be. And if Conklin moves over to the left side, I think he can do it. You know, he's done it in the past. I mean, it's a transition, absolutely. There's no doubt about it, but he can do it. I would love to see Conklin be the starter Sunday and throw Big Jones in at right tackle. That's a strong group there, you know. But if they're doing it by, like I said, I think it's going to be, like, in my opinion, if it were me, if Conklin's healthy and those other guys aren't, I would go with Conklin at left tackle first, and I would throw Big Jones in at right tackle. And I think that's a solid offensive line group that you can win with. There's no offense to Hudson. He's a good serviceable manageable backup tackle, and he gets in there and he gets the job done. But I feel like our better guys need to play if Wills is not healthy and ready to go.
You mentioned the transition going from right side to the left side. How much of a transition is that, and what's so difficult about that?
It's a heck of a transition, especially at that level. It's you're so used to doing everything with your right hand, and you know you switch that over, then your feet are backwards. So it's not easy, but you know at this level, you know it is what it is. You know this is the job, and you got to get it done. And there's going to be no excuses made. And I think those guys at that level can do that and make that transition without having many problems.
Pink, what does a good game for Deshaun Watson look like on Sunday?
Just taking command of the offense. You know, there's no doubt, is he going to miss some throws? Yes, absolutely. That's going to happen. We saw it last night in the game versus the Chiefs in Baltimore. Just commanding the offense, being on the same page as much as possible with your receivers, your tight ends, and moving them up the field and putting some points on the board. I'm not looking for him to go out there and pass for 400 yards. I mean, if he does, hey, I'll take it. I'll take a shot to that. But, you know, just to be in charge of the offense, you know, it kind of hurts. And I hate to go back to last season. That Baltimore game, man, he grabbed that offense in that second half, and he showed us what he can do. We are now past that point of, hey, you know, he's been showing glimpses and glimpses of glimpses. Mm-hmm. I want to see it now. Like, now it's time to see it. I want to see him, you know, have great communication with the sideline, the offensive line, and the running backs, and just be that leader that we know that and we hope he can be.
You know, Deshaun said the other day that he sees himself still as an elite quarterback in the NFL. I'm not sure how else he was supposed to answer that question, but that's what he did say. Do you think he can get back to that level? What do you think he needs to do to get back to that level?
I believe he can get back to that level, but again, you know, it's when you're hurt, I mean, you're out. There's nothing you can do to continue to prove that. I think his availability this year and being on the field and playing a full season will tell us if he can get back to that level or he can't. And I put a lot of that on the offensive line and him, one, being a smart guy. And if you're running, you have to get down and protect your body. And so this will be a very telling year for us, hopefully. And I always say I'm hoping for all the good vibes and hoping things go our way. But, you know, this is the AFC North, and we are a good football team, and we compete with these teams throughout our league. And we need him to be in there. I think he needs to play a full season. So, and that's the only way we're going to be able to really fully see if he can get back to his elite level. We can't have, you know, a stretch of 8 games here or 6 games this season. That's not going to answer the questions that we want to have answered.
Pink, I'm assuming you watched Thursday Night Football last night, yes?
I did, buddy. Yes, sir.
All right, I got to ask you, Harbaugh, the second that touchdown is scored that would have put them behind 1 point, he immediately put up the 2 fingers to go for 2. Was that the right decision? Should that touchdown have stood, and why?
I love the decision because I think in the back of Harbaugh's mind, he knows if we kick that extra point and this thing goes in overtime, Chiefs get the ball, Patrick Mahomes is going to do what he does. And so I agree with it. Hey, you know, like I said, it's the first game of the season. It's really not going to make or break your season. So if I was Harbaugh, I thought he did the right thing. As far as that being a touchdown, I thought it was a good touchdown. I thought there was no way that they were going to change that. But, you know, when you got the Swifties in the stands and she's in the press box, you know, the NFL phones in and say, hey, not today, you know, not today. And, I mean, his toe, it was close. So, it, depending on what angle you kind of saw it from, it looked like it was just a big toe on the line. And they felt like they made the right call. So, you know, you got to live with it. That was a huge, huge moment. And, you know, you kind of want the refs to put the whistles away at that point and let it just play out and see what happens. Obviously, they score a touchdown, but you know, when the booth gets buzzed, you know, they answered the call and they said it was no good.
Still was on the line, Pink. Pink, great stuff, buddy. We appreciate you. Go Browns.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next Friday, guys. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Good man. Appreciate you. Jason Pinkston there, former Browns offensive lineman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.